Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara Amud Aleph says that the reason I don't fix the clay vessels that broke because we don't do kivshayis b'Yerushalayim, we don't make big fires in Yerushalayim. So Abaye asks, but how do you make garbage in Yerushalayim in the Azara? Meaning you have this broken clay cheres, you have garbage in the Azara. Says the Gemara, Ishtamite Adetani Shmayo b'Kalnevu. Says Rashi, what is that? It's a place which is named after Avodah Zarah. What did he say there? Shivrei klei cheres nivloi mimkoimun. The broken shreds of cheres, they are swallowed in their place. So what's the pshat that we're mentioning that this was says the kalnevu with the mok of Avodah Zarah? The Chasid Sofer in Drashas Chelek Beis Daf Reish Lamed Ches Amud Beis says Dover Nifla Moed. He brings what's the says the Megillah. That but they have a desire of Edoim, Am Yisrael will be learning their Torah. So says Tosis, the Chora, how can you use this place, I mean, Tunaf, this disgraceful place, to learn Torah? So it says the Chasid Sofer, the reason is, because when you have Tumah, you have Klipo, it runs away when Kedusha comes. It disappears, it's not there anymore. He says that's Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Mitzrayim, Mokam HaTumah, because when he's going there, so everybody, the Chayim died, meaning the Gedusha took away all the Tumah. So Chazosevi comes and says, he brings our Gemara, and explains like this, that the clay cheres is a place where the klipos, the Tumah is. That they belong to a place of cheres. Says that's the reason when the Gemara tells us that we don't make clay sharis made out of clay cheres. Why? Says don't tell me because it's cheap. Says we have different materials of clay cheres, like porcelain, he says. So you still can't make with a clay cheres, even if it goes in front of kings. What's the idea? The idea is because the clay cheres is the mokoin of the mishkan of the klippers. The tumah is in the place of clay cheres. But says the Chasid Sofer, once the clay cheres had kachim in it, once he even had just a little smell of the kachim as before Shulchan Gemara, so now it has to be broken by Mokam Kadosh. It belongs to the Kedusha. The Klippas leave it. There's no Klippas because the Kedusha is over here. So it belongs to Mokam Kadosh. The fact that they had Kachim in this Kli removes the Klippas and takes it away from there. So that goes like Rashi. Rashi tells us that in the place of whatever the Zara, there will be Am Yisrael teaching Torah. Because if you bring Torah, the Klippas go away. Says that's the pshat in the Gemara that it says that Shmaya darshan this in Kalnevoi. Rashi says Kalnevoi is a place of a Dezara. It's a place of Tumah. That's why we don't mention this place. But because he learned Torah over there, the Torah took all the Klippas in Tumah away. That's he can learn Torah in Kalnevoi. So it's really these two things connect together. The Klicheris are broken in the Mokam HaKodesh because the Kedusha removes the Klippas and he darshens Torah and Kalnevoi because Torah removes the Klippas of Avodah Zarah. That's how these two things come together. And we're learning this daf in Chanukah. And the Yisoid of the Chasid Sofer is really the Yisoid that comes to Chanukah. Me'at min ha'or doich harabeh min ha'choshech. You have a little pintle of the light of Chanukah takes away all the choshech that Yovan came to do. In the darkness that we have in the winter, in the night, we have the light of Chanukah taking away that darkness. Even a little bit of light pushes away a lot of the dark. Because Kedusha chases away the klipos and tumah and removes them. And you have just even a little bit of Kedusha takes a lot away from the tumah. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.